Well, we had three jazz musicians, actually four jazz musicians a few moments ago, and now our studio has been switched out. Our Youth Express segment continues, and here we've got five teens, I think everybody's a teen, and one adult here with us, and they're all part of the Falstaff Fellows associated with Pittsburgh Shakespeare in the Parks. Jonathan Swelf. I realized I could tell people were auditing what I just said, but he's in his 13th year, so it works, right? Let's meet everybody first, and then we're going to explain a little bit why they're here and what they're going to do. We'll start with you, and if you could just introduce yourself, tell us where you go to school, you know, the usual type of stuff.
I'm Skylar Rella, a senior at Winchester Thurston School.
Well, it's nice to meet you. Do you want to say hello to anybody who might be listening, any adults tuned in or friends?
I'll say hi to my mom and my friend Carrie and her parents who might be listening.
What are your plans for after graduation, if any?
I'd like to go into acting and writing.
Well, that's terrific. Have you thought about what schools you might want to apply to?
My top schools are Sarah Lawrence and Hobart and William Smith.
Great. Good luck to you.
Thank you. It's a nice
year. Senior year has got to be great. Did you start yet?
Yeah, I've had 2 days. I started this past Thursday.
I thought Winchester Thurston started. Well, it's nice to meet you. And again, that's Skylar Rella. Let's meet Rhiannon, who's sitting right next to her. Hi.
Hi.
And tell me about yourself.
I'm Rhiannon, and I go to Kappa. Ninth grade.
Ninth grade. And what's your concentration there?
Musical theater.
Terrific. And any hellos to pass along?
Hi, Mom. Hi, my dog Mahoney.
Mahoney the dog.
Yeah.
a patron of the arts, I hope. And you're both involved with Falstaff Fellows, as is everybody here. And let's meet the person who's sitting on your left. Hi, what's your name?
Hi, I'm Grace. I'm Grace Boland.
And Grace, where do you go to school? What grade are you in?
I'm actually homeschooled, and I'll be going into 11th grade.
Well, great. It's nice to meet you. Now, have you thought about what you'd like to do? We have an actor, a musical theater person, a writer, potentially. And what about you?
Well, I do a lot of things. I write as well, and I also sell bookmarks on Etsy, so I do drawing. I'm not sure what I want to go into yet, but I'm looking at everything from writing and journalism into forensic science. So,
well, that's great. What are your bookmarks like?
I do like geeky bookmarks from like with characters from television shows. So Doctor Who, Game of Thrones, Sherlock. I also do Disney princesses and stuff like that.
Well, that's great. And I'm guessing, I mean, cardboard and your own drawings on them, or
no? It's cardstock, and I laminate them.
That's great.
So.
Excellent. Let's meet the person. Oh, any hellos?
Yeah, I like to say hello to my mom and dad and my sister who's outside, and also to my brother who's going to be listening later. He's actually playing Lear, but he works today, so he wasn't able to come.
And what are their names?
His name's Andrew, and my sister is Gabby.
Well, great. Well, thank you.
And any other friends who might be listening.
a good thing to do. That was Grace. And next we have Lydia.
Hi.
Hello. Tell me about yourself.
I'm Lydia Aceto. I'm a senior, and I'm homeschooled.
And any plans for you after high school?
I want to keep writing because I write books right now, but I want to do art in college.
What kind of books do you write?
Like fantasy, maybe young adult.
Excellent. And have you published? I mean, have you completed several books that
I completed some when I was more around like early teens, but I'm almost done with one now that I've been working on for like 2 years.
Well, that's great. And you live in Squirrel Hill,
yeah,
right? Any hellos to pass along?
I'd like to say hi to everyone else at Falstaff's Fellows who is not here.
Great. And let's say hello to your brother who's here. Hello.
Hello.
And tell me about yourself. You're also homeschooled, right?
Yes.
And can you, what grade are you heading into?
Seventh.
And what kind of things do you like to do?
Well, medieval history is kind of fun. like philosophical stuff and history. That's my main focus.
Well, that's great. Would you like to say hello to anybody?
Anybody that's listening.
Very good. And then sitting next to you, we have Catherine. Good morning.
Good morning.
And tell me a little bit about, you're going to hear from Falstaff Fellows in a minute with three different scenes from King Lear. But first, Pittsburgh Shakespeare in the Parks is presenting King Lear in several parks throughout September. And why don't we mention those dates and times and a little bit about what people can expect from the production.
Okay. Lear is, as you said, being performed weekends in September. I'll give the parks in a second, but you can find all this information on their website, our website, pittsburghshakespeare.org, or find us on Facebook. We're performing in Frick Park the first weekend. All the times are at 2 o'clock. In Arsenal Park the second weekend. In Schenley Park the third weekend. And then the fourth weekend back to Frick Park. And on the Saturday of that weekend, that's September 26th, there'll be two shows, one at 11 and one at 2:30.
So lots of opportunities for people to participate and actually
yes.
watch the performance.
It'll be a great performance. We've got very experienced local actor Ron Siebert is playing Lear. Something a little different about this production is that it's a gender-neutral cast.
Huh.
There are women playing men and men playing women. It was cast entirely without regard to the sex of the actor in terms of matching up with the sex of the character. This is the 11th year of Free Shakespeare in the Parks, so that's very exciting that it continues to happen and we're able to provide this opportunity for the people of Pittsburgh. I think it is going to be a fabulous production. The rehearsals are going very well. We're all very excited.
Yeah, it's free, and if you go to pittsburghshakespeare.com
.org.
Okay. I guess I think they both might work.
They probably do.
Because I just went to .com. So you can go to .com or .org to get that complete list of the season. And we'll recap those coming up at the end, too. But I see Ron Siebert, Jennifer Tober, Jeffrey Chips, a great cast. Jeffrey Chips is the director, Jennifer Tober, artistic director, and Ron is King Lear. So there are a couple scenes that you've got to present with Falstaff Fellows.
Yes.
And Falstaff Fellows will be performing in the parks as well?
Yes. What we do, we're an independent company that works with Pittsburgh Shakespeare in the Parks, and for two of their productions, we do a kids' pre-show. So the main stage starts at 2. At 1:15, we will do our half an hour original language, but obviously much shortened version of Lear. And that way, if you want to bring children to Pittsburgh Shakespeare in the Parks, and they definitely do encourage that because they can watch a little, they can run around and play. It's a terrific introduction. What we do is you can almost think of it like an overture. So you get the plot, you get the outline, you get the important moments, you get the important lines. Then you have a roadmap when you see the full production.
That's a good idea.
And then we also perform in two local libraries for this production on Saturdays. So you can see us independently and then go see Pittsburgh Shakespeare in the Parks. You can see us right before Shakespeare in the Parks. You can just come see us. Or come see Pittsburgh Shakespeare in the Parks, but come see us.
This is nice. So you get a chance to, and this is good for adults as well as kids. You get a chance to be prepared, understand the plot lines and the characters and what you're going to see. And then you can enjoy the full production more completely. So let's give you an example of what Falstaff Fellows does. I know you each have some scenes
yes.
ready to go. And who are we going to I'll let you set the
okay,
stage.
Okay, great. Lydia, do you want to say a few words generally about the show before
okay.
we?
So King Lear is, well, there's like lots of complicated things in it because it's a Shakespeare play, and especially a tragedy. But it's at base about this this king who has three daughters, and he divides his kingdom between them. But at the beginning, he tells them all to say how much they love him because he's kind of a shallow individual. Like, and two of the sisters, Goneril and Regan, I play Goneril, are pretty much kind of mean and selfish, like Lear. And they just say, oh, we love you, Father, so much. But they're lying. And then the third sister, Cordelia, is actually nice, but she doesn't like this whole, like, show of having to say how much, like, even if you don't mean it. And then she gets disowned, basically. And then King Lear later runs into problems with his daughters because he still wants to manage the kingdoms that he gave away. And they start sort of not exactly plotting against him, but they're not really out to help him.
So we're going to start with the scene where Lear asks his daughters to tell him how much they love him. Grace is going to play Lear because, as she said, her brother's at work.
Tell me, my daughters, which of you shall we say doth love us most? That we our largest bounty may extend where nature doth with merit challenge. Goneril, our eldest born, speak first.
Sir, I love you more than words can wield the matter. As much child e'er loved or father found, love that makes breath poor and speech unable. Beyond all manner so much I love you.
All of these bounds, even from this line to this, we make thee lady. What says our second daughter, our dearest Regan, wife to Cornwall? Speak.
Sir, I am made of the self-same metal that my sister is, only she comes too short. That I profess myself an enemy to all other joys.
To thee and thine hereditary ever remain this ample third of our fair kingdom. What can you say to draw a third more opulent than your sisters? Speak.
And that's where Cordelia gets put on the spot. With predictably bad results. Grace is now, in the character of Gloucester, going to give us a little bit of the gloom of the play.
These late eclipses in the sun and moon portend no good to us. Love cools, friendship falls off, brothers divide, the bond cracked twixt son and father. This villain of mine comes under the prediction, their son against father. The king falls from bias of nature, there's father against child. We have seen the best of our times. Machinations, hollowness, treachery, and all ruinous disorders follow us disquietly to our graves.
But I wanted everybody to know that the play is not all gloom. And in fact, as with all Shakespeare, there's a great deal of comedy in it. Rhiannon is playing a character called simply Fool. And she's going to give a little bit of the more jokey part with Jonathan this time playing Lear, since our Lear is absent.
That lord that counseled thee to give away thy land, come, place him here by me. Do thou for him stand. The sweet and bitter fool will presently appear. The one in motley here, the other found out there.
Dost thou call me fool, boy?
All thy other titles thou hast given away, that thou was born with.
So that gives you some sense of the plot and the jokes and the tragedy that is Lear. Four performances in September. We hope very much that you will come and see us and also see Pittsburgh Shakespeare in the parks.
And you can get more information if you go to pittsburghshakespeare.org. And just to give you a sense, every weekend in September, pretty easy. To figure out more or less every weekend. The 5th and 6th in Frick Park, the 12th and 13th Arsenal Park, 19th and 20th in Shenley, and then the 26th and 27th in Frick Park. And again, pittsburghshakespeare.org is where you can get more information. And at three libraries, Beachview, Shenley Park, Beachview Library on the 19th, and then Robinson Township Library on the 26th, their performances as well.
Of Falstaff's Fellows.
Of Falstaff's Fellows. So you can get a chance. There's four performances for Falstaff's Fellow. Beachview Library, the September 19th at 6 at the Shenley Park, Shakespeare in the Parks. September 20th at 1:15, just before the full King Lear production. Frick Park on the 27th, just before the full production, and then at Robinson Township Library at 1:30. The best place to go is pittsburghshakespeare.org. Thanks to all of you for being here. Is there anything else anybody meant to say or wanted to say? Grace, thank you. Grace sent me a note about, I like it, a fandom doodler. That's her
on Etsy
for her bookmarks that you're making. Anybody mean to say anything that they forgot to say?
And I will say we have a Facebook page ourselves, so you can go to Falstaff's Fellows to find out information about our productions and other productions we might do.
Excellent. And I think Lydia was going to mention something.
There was something I forgot to say about the plot that I really like about Lear that I think like gives it a lot of story, is that Lear is kind of, I guess, in his age, he's making some very odd decisions. So that's another part of the play. Like, even though he's kind of selfish, like, there's also the people who actually care about him, who are worried about him. In fact, he banishes a really, he banishes a really faithful servant for, because the servant basically says, wait, why are you not loving your daughter just because she won't say how much she loves you? So then there's also that bit where you're, there are people who do want to help Lear.
That's, I'm glad for that observation. Thank you. Well, good luck to all of you and to the Falstaff's Fellows that could not be here today. And again, pittsburghshakespeare.org for additional details. Thanks.